poll, majority wants Trump to continue to fight to change Washington. By Hannah Blow on December 15, 2020. A majority of Americans want President Trump to continue to fight to change Washington. A McLaughlin & Associates survey released Monday found. The survey, taken December 9 to 13 among 1,000 respondents, revealed 52% want the president to continue to drain the swamp in Washington. The survey also asked, do you believe there was election and voter fraud in the presidential election between Joe Biden and Donald Trump back in November? Respondents were virtually split, with 46% saying yes and 45% saying no. The percentages are well within the survey's +/3.1% margin of error. Big government socialism also failed to garner majority support, with 58% choosing free market capitalism and 16% choosing the former. Similarly, when asked if they favor a smaller government with fewer services versus a larger government with many services, smaller government had the edge, drawing 48% support to the 36% who chose the latter. The survey also asked independents, specifically, which party's primary they are more likely to vote in for the 2024 elections. Republicans had a 2-point edge, 29% to the Democrats' 27%, although 30% indicated that they do not vote in the primaries. The poll also asked Republican primary voters and Democrat primary voters to choose a candidate for hypothetical 2024 presidential primary races. President Trump overwhelmingly led on the GOP side with a 45-point lead, while former First Lady Michelle Obama took the Democrat side, edging out Vice President-elect Kamala Harris by 4 points. Trump has vowed to continue to fight for election integrity, even in the face of critics and mounting opposition. The only date in the Constitution is January 20th, so we have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election, Trump senior adviser Stephen Miller said during an interview on Fox News Monday. Tremendous evidence pouring in on voter fraud. There has never been anything like this in our country, Trump exclaimed on Tuesday.